Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. A few weeks ago, my daughter was driving myself and an old university friend through the Nevada desert. We were on our way to Rachel, Nevada, which is just about as close to Area 51 as you can get. As we were headed down the alien highway, my daughter said with some surprise in her voice, "Is that the ocean?" We knew that we were nowhere near the ocean, but I must confess that it did look like the Pacific was on the horizon at the very end of the barren desert. But it was a mirage. Mirages are optical illusions caused by refracted light. Normally, light waves from the sun travel straight through the atmosphere to your eyes. But light travels at different speeds through hot and cold air. Mirages happen when the ground is very hot and the air is cool. A layer of very warm air near the ground reflects the light from the sky nearly into a U-shaped bend. Now our brain thinks that the light has traveled in a straight line. Our brain doesn't see the image as bent light from the sky. Instead, our brain thinks that the light must be coming from something on the ground. Thus, we were tricked into thinking that the Pacific Ocean was in the middle of the Nevada desert. This mirage reminded me of the words of the teacher in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. "So I hated life, because the work that is done under the sun was grievous to me. All of it is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. I hated all the things that I had toiled for under the sun, because I must leave them to the one who comes after me." The teacher instructs us that those things we strive and toil for, those things we give our all for, ultimately don't matter. Their significance is only an illusion, a mirage that keeps us always on the run, but never arriving at that oasis. Even if we become wealthy or powerful, when we die, our wealth and our power will be transferred to another, and within a few short years, we will be forgotten. All our works, our strivings, our vanity, and our accomplishments are merely a cruel mirage. It promises so much, but it delivers so little. But if our chasing after material gain or power or fame or recognition or wisdom or knowledge is a waste of time, utter vanity, then what really does matter? What really lasts? What is really important? Ultimately, what matters, what really lasts, are the promises of God, that He will come to us and save us. God is coming to us, the ones who are lost and wandering aimlessly in the desert. God comes to us, the ones who are dying of thirst. For the Lord promises in Isaiah 35, verse 1, "The desert and the parched land shall be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. In the midst of the barren desert, God will provide streams of living water, and the mirage will become a pool, and the thirsty ground a bubbling spring." Did you catch that? The mirage is not a mirage. It's real. In the midst of the wilderness, there will be water, plenteous water, to nourish and to bring life to those who are lost and dying. It is there that God promises to come to us to save us. It is there that He will give sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, and rejoicing to those who despair. The ransomed of the Lord will return to God's presence, singing and crowned with joy for all eternity. There is no more striving, no more illusions of pleasure, wisdom, power, or wealth, which fade away. Instead, the everlasting God has come to us in the Word made flesh. He invites all those who are thirsty to come to Him and drink in the waters of life. These waters are no mirage, but the real living water that gushes forth in the wilderness. In fact, the living water that Jesus gives us becomes a spring of water welling up to eternal life. John chapter 4, verse 14. So don't be fooled by the world's mirages and illusions. They cannot satisfy your thirst for life. Instead, cry out to Jesus, "Lord, give me your water of life." Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you have called your church to worship your Son in spirit and truth. Through the Spirit of Jesus Christ, keep us faithful to the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, so that we may be partakers of his divine life and inherit the kingdom promised for those who drink the living water of life through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.